Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student-athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence, both in their respective sports, but also in the classroom, and in their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior wrestling star at Fox Lane High School, Alexander Berisha. Hi, Alexander. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. So, congratulations on the award. Also with us today is your coach, Coach Anthony Rodriguez. Hi, Coach.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. So even bigger congratulations are in order right now, Alexander, because Frankenberry, am talking to a state champ.
Yep. Congrats.
Congratulations on that. That's fantastic. And what was it? 215-pound class, is that right?
Yep, 215 pounds.
Okay, and also it says here that is only the second state championship in school history?
Yep, that's correct.
And now is that second for wrestling or just
second for wrestling? Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, good for you, man. Naming the rafters and stuff. Very nice. And so you finished the season at 22-2, impressive record. Though I'm thinking the two guys that you lost to probably had T-shirts made up that said "I beat the state champ." You know?
Yeah, the two guys I lost to were out-of-state kids.
Okay. interlopers. See what happens. You had a heck of a career record of 139-19. Now, you know, when you look back on it now, how does that feel? Knowing that your career has, and it's, you've topped it off perfectly with a state championship.
Yeah, I mean, it feels great because I've worked so hard for this throughout all the years, just always improving and trying to get better.
And I'm sure, because I guess last year you finished, what, runner-up in the States, correct?
Yep, I got second last year.
Yeah, so obviously the goal this year was to take that last step. And that's got to feel fantastic, that you did exactly what you wanted to do. So was there anything in particular that you did this year that you worked on maybe a little bit more specifically so that you could not finish runner-up but instead win states?
It's just really just committing to my training and committing to everything my coaches tell me. You know, it's a bunch of things that come in all together to make it happen, right? You got to be eating right, your diet, lifting, and just keep on wrestling. So all of those come in together, and it's that's why I came up and won this year.
Oh, well, that's great. And I have to mention this, too, that you won the prestigious Easter States Wrestling Classic. You went 5-0 at that tournament. But I just had to bring it up because, holy cow, what a large tournament.
Yeah.
580 wrestlers from 8 different states. I mean, that's got to be kind of daunting, you know, to walk in there and to see how many competitors there are. What was that like?
Well, I've been into that tournament. That was my third time up there this year. So I knew what I was kind of expecting. And I just knew that I had to stay calm and that if I just got attached, I had to go out and wrestle and stay calm.
And you did. You ended up being 5-0 at the tournament and then winning the thing. You know, so that's fantastic. And I also see that that you've been a captain for 3 years. Now, I will tell you that that is a little unique for our winners here. A lot of the winners are captains for a couple of seasons or one season. But 3 years, that's quite a long time. Now, is there anything this particular year that you may have done a little bit differently after you learned from your first 2 years being a captain? Anything change for you this year in your approach?
This year as a captain, I felt like I was a little more verbal. Past 2 years, I've just been like going out and just wrestling and being a good example, like showing kids what to do. Like this year, I was speaking more and trying to encourage kids more this year.
Okay, and now speaking of the kids, what about some of the younger wrestlers? Anybody that you're particularly proud of and some of the improvements that you saw this year?
We saw a lot of improvements in our lightweight guys. You know, a bunch of them were newer kids, freshmen, and it was just good to see them do good this year and succeed.
And how did the team do at the end of the season? I know there are team numbers as well as the individual. How did you all finish up?
So we actually finished up runner-up in our dual meet tournament for our section. So we came up short of the dual meet title. But for us, it was really good because, to be honest, I wasn't expecting us to make it that far. So it was pretty cool for us.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And so when it comes to moving forward, have you made any decisions yet on schools in the fall? Are you still do you have schools knocking on your door saying come join us?
Yeah, I definitely got a couple of schools reaching out and asking about me, but still no final decision yet.
Okay. Well, that's it certainly is a process, and I'm sure I'm sure at some points it'll probably be a frustrating process, but at other points it'll probably be fantastic as well. So enjoy the heck out of it.
Sure.
And so, Coach, talk to me here about Alexander and coaching him over the years.
You know, I coached Alex's older brother. I'll tell you a quick story. So Alex is in sixth grade. I've never met Alex yet. And we were having summer lifts. And trust me, the summer lifts are not for the faint of heart. So one morning, Alex walks in without his brother. Now, I never met Alex before. So I said, Alex, I'm like, where's Mark? And he's like, well, he didn't come today. So Alex shows up. And just because he's in sixth grade, we didn't stop what we were doing. And we had a really, really tough workout. And he comes back the next day, and he was coming a lot as a sixth grader. And I remember telling just, something randomly, I'm like, he's the next one. And Alex was probably, we've been fortunate. We've had a lot of high-end kids at Fox Lane over probably the last 20 years. But Alex is, without a doubt, the easiest great kid that I've ever coached. Because a lot of times with really good kids, you have drama. And there's a lot of maintenance, and you got to manage their like personalities or manage their emotions. And I don't think Alex ever had a bad day from the time I met him in sixth grade until now. He always was even keel. He never got too high. He never got too low. And for a coach, that makes it so much easier. And it's a great way to represent your program because the younger kids are obviously watching him. And, he's been a pleasure to coach.
And, well, even keeled is exactly what Alex was just talking about, as a matter of fact. You know, he said he just kept his calm, at that huge tournament with the, 3 million other wrestlers walking in the door. And so obviously that worked out well, and it has worked out well. I'm Frankenberry, and you are listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior wrestling star at Fox Lane High School, Alexander Berisha. And coach, by the way, I wanted to mention that you said Alex had been hanging around since sixth grade. That would certainly go to explain how he was a captain for three seasons, right, coach?
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt. It's funny, me and him joke around about it, because when he was younger, he barely spoke. I would talk to him, and he just nod his head. And toward the end of last year, he was definitely becoming more verbal. And this year, he really became verbal. And he did just about a perfect job of leading a team, because we were like a weird team, because we had a lot of seniors, but we also had a lot of young kids that were in the lineup. And again, he's the perfect example because they watch. Everyone watches what he does. And like I said, he conducts himself such a perfect way. And even like in the final match of the state finals, it goes to overtime. And I'll be honest with you, I was about to lose it. And you could see he was very calm. And me and him spoke about this yesterday. And I said, what was going through your mind? And even he said in our conversation that he was confident and he was calm. And, he ended up pulling it out.
Yep, that he did. And, Alex, also with this award comes the academic side of things. And I see you're in good shape there. And let me ask you, when it comes to the classroom, what is it that strikes your fancy? What is the class or the couple of classes that you look forward to the most?
I'm currently enrolled in engineering classes, and so far that's probably the class I look to the most.
Okay, now is that something that you're thinking about moving forward, that you're going to consider when it comes to your school search?
Yep, 100%. That's what I'm looking to get into, actually.
Okay, all right. And then a question I ask everybody that wins this, just because some of the answers can be very, very interesting. Is there any class that you're taking maybe now, an elective or something, or something that you've taken recently that surprised you, something that you did not expect to possibably like as much as you have?
Probably my entrepreneurship class.
Okay. Now, what is that class about? What do you do in there?
It's about like building a business and stuff, figuring out about the market and everything and how to like run a business.
Okay. So was there a particular business model that you had to come up with? Any particular business type?
No, but so far just like researching into businesses, see how they run their like product line and everything. And at first I was questionable about the class, if I was really going to enjoy it. But so far it's been a great class.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it's always nice to be able to branch out and learn new things like that. So very, very cool. And I also see that you are a volunteer coach for Fox Lane Youth Wrestling Club and also the GPS Wrestling Club. Is that correct, GPS?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so you can find them on a global satellite. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
They've got little markers on the jerseys. You can find them with Google Maps, that. But what's that like working with the kids like that and seeing some of the youngsters and helping them out?
I know it's really cool. A lot of them have a bunch of energy. It's really cool to see them out there in the sport that I love and how much they've grown to. And, you know, some of them really nice kids. They're all messing around with me and stuff. All of them want to like wrestle with me. So it's really cool.
I'm sure that's a lot of fun. And you never know. There might be a future state champ in that group. And and that could be that could be because of you. So nicely done. And so you got a lot going on. You're a senior. It's your senior year. You've just won the state championship. What is it that you do, Alexander, just to take a little bit of a break? You know, when you say to yourself, all right, a little bit too much. I need to sit back, take a breather. Anything in particular? Any hobby?
I enjoy golfing a lot, actually. So I've been out to the simulator with my family and my cousins recently. So enjoy golfing, hanging out with my friends and my family. So that's what I do mainly when I'm not out there wrestling.
Okay, well, I did see in the nomination letter that you were on the golf team, what, in your freshman year?
Yep, correct.
Now, do you are you on the team any longer?
No, not anymore. Just with the rest, too much wrestling. I wasn't able to be there consistently for the golf team.
Yep, understood. Hey, listen, I'd love to play golf, but, you know, I'm working on a state championship here. So, I'll see you guys in the summertime. Well, that's fantastic. Now, Coach, before we wrap things up here with Alexander, why don't you close things out, Coach? Give me some final thoughts on Alexander.
You know, it's funny. My emotions this week, you know, going into the tournament, whereas I was excited, I was stressed, and I was sad. And I said this to a few people, and you know, the excitement, obviously, listen, I'm thrilled that he won. But I'm actually a little sad because I enjoyed coaching him and his brother, and his family was so great. And like with everything, all great things come to an end. And I sort of the last couple of days of action have been a little bit sad because it's over. You know, I mean, it's not over for Alex. His career is basically, if anything, just beginning.
Right.
But, you know, wrestling is really hard. It's very personal. You know, it's very personal for wrestlers, for family and for coaches. It's not like any other sport. Like you could play baseball, you could go 3-for-3, your team could lose, and not that you're not upset that your team lost, but it's different. Wrestling is just you and the other person. There's always someone else out there potentially who's better, and you're always climbing the mountain. And like I said, it was a thrill for me to be able to coach him. And I wondered as the years were going on, and we've been pretty successful, when I was going to get the next kid that was going to be able to do it. And like I said, when I met Alex, I was confident that it was going to be him, and that he's done it. It's been a great experience for me. And I've been doing this since my 38th year. But it's also great for Alex, and it's great for Fox Lane, and it's just great for the wrestling community in Section 1.
And you know what, Coach? Obviously, that confidence paid off, and you got to love the fact that you had a wrestler that was able to calm you down.
Yeah,
you know?
he certainly did. I mean, again, we were laughing about this yesterday because he really did. Because I was about to lose it, especially when it went to overtime. You know, so that like I said, when he won, it was funny. I felt more. I was thrilled, but I was relieved. I think I was relieved more than I was thrilled, to be honest with you.
Ah, that's funny. I could just see you out there, Alexander. You know, you're getting ready for the last bit. You're in the overtime, and you have to walk over to Coach and say, "Hey, Coach, listen, calm down, will you? Hey, okay, Coach, take it easy. Bring it down just a notch there, Coach." Well, listen, it was fantastic meeting both of you. And again, congratulations there, Alexander, on the state champion. Buddy. Very nicely done. Coach, nice talking to you. And
thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. For Fox Lane High School's Alexander Berisha, I'm Frankenberry. And you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week, right here on 100.7 WHUD.